going so far?
My better days, how about that?
Said, I know what you're talking about. Been there, done that.
I went through two tractors. Mine was in the shop, so I grabbed another one, hooked it all up, and I had a bad air leak. Got another one, and the clutch went out with it when I was trying to leave. So I took that back, and then the guy said, well, I'm done working on yours now. So that worked out. I just got out of the building late.
Delayed the rest of the day.
Like volume, as far as numbers-wise, this morning, we'll hit maybe 55,000 during peak, maybe 60, I'm not sure, but they had over 40,000, which for this time of year is 10 to 20,000 pieces more than normal.
This is just my theory and what I'm trying to figure out myself, but I think some of the ships are getting unloaded and some of the back orders are starting to come in, but I don't think it's going to last too long.
Okay, but, you know, a lot of what I have is, it looks like Kohl's and Amazon type stuff.
The back orders are starting to come in, stuff people have had on order for a little while.
Yes. I hope they can work itself out.
It's really working itself out, just not sure what the outcome is going to be.
Where are you right now?
I am right now. I'm on 123, just past the Sphinx and truck farm.
I'm on 124 now, headed towards White Horse, headed down towards the river.
It is, but I've been real scratchy on receive over here all morning this morning.
A beer joint down there, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm going there right now.
Good afternoon there, Shane. I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to jump out and go in the house. Y'all have a good day. Patrick, enjoyed it. You be safe, and we'll talk to both of y'all later. KI4DOS Mobile clear.
Okay. Same here. I enjoyed it. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
Good to see you. N4, or good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Yep. No, I got a few seconds longer. I'm pulling in, but I don't think they're going to be there. They might, though.
Thought maybe I doubled with somebody and missed out that you were getting out too.
Has the repeater been, you've been receiving the repeater scratchy over here on 123 today?
I didn't really spend a lot of time on it. I came from Piedmont, got on 123 and hit the post office and was there for over an hour. And then just drove through and there was, you were the first person I heard on the radio, so I don't know.
When I was talking to you, I was coming off of 153 onto 123, and it was scratchy. I just want to know if it's my setup or what. That's all. I don't know what's going on.
No. I know that there are more areas, it seems like, where it's scratchier than it used to be, but you're coming through really well on my end.
Oh, something happened to my coax, something hit it or what. I don't see anything, but you never know. I'll take a closer look at it.
And then check it with an ohmmeter, see if there's any damage on it.
Probably what I'll do, may do that this afternoon, but I don't know, the last couple of times I've been over here on 123, it just seems to be scratchy. So I just wondered if it was me or somebody else or everybody.
You got a lot of weather changes. Lots of humidity, a little bit of humidity, cold fronts, warm fronts, it all seems to affect it.
Yep, don't forget those little green things hanging on the tree either. I'm gonna jump out now. The guys are here, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3 so I can get them taken care of. Good to talk to you this afternoon, and I'll keep an eye out for you on down the wall. KO4HKX, clear.
And you sound clearer on the input than you did on the repeater. I mean, you sound fine, just a little scratchy, but have a good day. N4ZLK.